Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph and Beis. The last thing we said yesterday was we were discussing how, well, we spent the entire day discussing one statement that was made at the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Beis, which was about the Tmidin that were no longer needed, the leftover Tmidin from the previous year. So what would they do with them? So the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan suggested that you're allowed to be poda to them even though they don't have a mum, even though they're still Tmimin. So the last thing we said was that in fact is the subject of Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said this idea of Tmidin Shal Hutz Shal Tzibor is Ledivri Rabbi Shimon Ein Niftin Tmimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you would not be able to be poda to it as a Tamim. It's only according to the Chachamim that they are Niftin Tmimim. So now, picking up on that, says the Gemara of Rabbanan, the Pligia Leid Rabbi Shimon. And again, we said, what's the Svara to say that you could be poda a leftover carbon tamid, even though it doesn't have a mum? The Svara is that Leiv Beis Din Masna Alei, and that in their original Kedusha, Beis Din built in a Tanai into the original Kedusha, that you should be allowed to be poda. So says the Gemara now, two lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis, Rabbanan, the Pligia Leid Rabbi Shimon, Manin, who are these Rabbanan that are cholik on Rabbi Shimon? Where do we find a shita of the Rabbanan that holds that Leiv based in Masna Alehen? So we're going to try to find some precedent where the Rabbanan holds something. We're going to have three attempts, and then we're finally going to say there is no such precedent. It's just a tradition that we know that the Rabbanan hold this way. So attempt number one to find such a shita of the Rabbanan, Inem Rabbanan de Ketores. Maybe you're going to say it's the Rabbanan regarding the Ketores that hold that you're allowed to be pod of the Ketores. So shiny Ketores to love Barayahi. No, Ketores is different because you have no other option. By Ketores, you can't let the Ketores go graze in the field and develop a mum, because Ketores is not an animal, right? So it's not something that's even shayich. There's no other option by Ketores. So maybe by Ketores, that's where we're going to say Leiv Beis and Masan Leyan. Meaning, Enochinami, you can prove that those Rabbanon hold that there exists a concept of Leiv Beis and Masna Alein, but you can't prove that they would apply this concept to a carbon tamid that is no longer usable, that's left from the previous year. If you look at Tosos is bothered over here. Shani Ketores, the Lesle Takanta Beriya, Tema, the Havale the Minkat, Takanta de Tmidim, Vavale Lomer, the Lesle Takanta Beketz Lamazbeach, Shetakanazu Osun Betmidim, Kadamar Besamuch. Right, we're going to say soon that what do they do with the leftover Tmidim that if you hold that you're not allowed to be poded, meaning Rabbi Shimon Shita, you're not allowed to be poded as Tmimim. So what do they do with the extra Tmimim? How do they make sure they don't have extras? Aren't they going to be left with six, with four extras every year? So Rabbi Shimon's going to say, no, what they do is they use it as just extra dessert on the Mizbeach. As Nolas Nedava, that they just, whenever the Mizbeach is empty, they bring extra Karbanos. So the leftover Tmimim that aren't used as a Karban Tamid, they'll still use it as a Karban Olah, and it will still be a Karban of the Tzibur, but they'll just use it not for the specific purpose of a carbon tamid. You only need two a day of the carbon tamid. What is the ketzam mizbeach? So why, when the Gemara wants to contrast how the leftover ketores is going to be treated with how the leftover carbon tamid is going to be treated, why does the Gemara say, well, we have no choice by the ketores because you can't let it graze? Say what we really do with the carbon tamid and point out that you can't do that with the Ketores. What do we really do with the carbon tamid? Ketzlam is back. You can't do that with Ketores. There is no just stam bringing Ketores. You're not allowed to just stam bring Ketores when there's no Ketores going on. So V'yesh Lomar says, Tosos to Rabusa Nakat, Tafilu Takanam Wetas Kazu Ein B'Ketores. Meaning, of the two options, meaning take by the carbon tamid, the leftover carbon tamid. So of the two options, of either bring the Ketzlam is back to at least use it as an olas nedava for the tzibur when the mizbeach is empty, or to let it graze and develop a mum and then deal with it then, which is the better option? So it's clear that the former is the better option, to actually be able to take the behemoth that's not a bal mum and use it as a carbonola is much better than to make sure that it becomes a bal mum, to let it graze and make sure it becomes a bal mum. So it's a much stronger option. So what the Gemara is trying to say is that not only do you not have the stronger option when it comes to the Ketores, you don't even have the weaker option when it comes to the Ketores. Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz, in his Actually, no. We'll leave that off for now. There are, we'll say. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horvitz says that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says over here that according to Rabbi Shimon, the most atzmidim are ein niftan tamimim, that he says that the leftover carbon tamids are not, you're not poda them when they're tamim. That's muchach, that even if those tamidim became pasul besides for them being the truma yeshana, they're still not allowed to be nitan krivam kitzam isbeach because they're pasul anyway. Still lo yiftu tamimim, meaning if there was some sort of psul in those karbanos, it would still be not nifta tamimim, and that's why we try to emphasize the fact that it's a lav bar re'iyahu, that when it comes to the ketores, that's the chiluk between the ketores and the tamidim. Okay, so let's see weiter. So again, we said we're going to have three attempts as to try to explain why it is, or not why it is, but who these Rabbanon are that hold that Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen on these Karbanos Tamid. So the first attempt just showed Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen by the Ketores, but that doesn't necessarily apply to the Karban Tamid. Ela Rabbanon de Para, must be the Rabbanon about Para Aduma that we learned yesterday, that said that you're allowed to be Poda, the dead Para Aduma. So Duma Shine, so don't you see that it must be Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen if you're allowed to be Poda it? So says Gemara, no. Again, that proves that they hold of a general concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen, but maybe they only apply that concept by Para Aduma, because Para Aduma is extremely expensive. But something that is not quite as expensive, like a regular animal that's used as a carbon tamid, which is fairly cheap, so maybe the Rabbanan would not apply those Rabbanan would not apply the concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen. So that's a dead end as well. So again, we're still looking for the sheet of the Rabbanan that holds Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen by the leftover carbon tamid. Ve'ela Rabbanan da Amrulo. So maybe it's the Rabbanan of the Amrulo in our Mishnah. So you have to go back to our Mishnah to remember what the Rabbanan of the Amrulo was. What happened in our Mishnah was that there was a machlokas about what each of the Seirim was coming to be mechaper for. Rav Meir said, Kol ha-Seirim kaparas on shava, al tumas mikdash kudashav. All the different Seirim, except for the Seir Nasa Bifnim, all the different Seirim Musafin accomplished the same thing. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, they each have their own kapara. Rabbi Shimon says, Seir Rosh HaKadashim HaMechaper for Tar Shal Chalas HaTameh, Regalim HaMechaper, Ein B'Yediyah L'Betchil L'Besof, Yom HaKippurim is HaMechaper, Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchil L'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Besof. So then the Amru Lo came along in the Mishnah. Now Amru is some group of Chachamim. The Amru Lo said to Rabbi Shimon, you hold that they each have their own thing that they're Mechaper for, so Ma'ushi Yikruvu Shal Zabazah. What about being Makriv, one seir for the other, meaning you have an extra seir that was designated originally for the seir regalim, can you bring it as a seir shel Rosh Chodesh? If you hold that they accomplished different kapranos, and Rabbi Shimon said, yes, you can, and the Amrulo said, well, why? Why can you? They achieved different kaparos. So now what we're suggesting is that Amrulo that challenged Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, that's the Amrulo that holds Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen. How so? So if you look at Rashi, El Rabbanan Darmulo B'Masnisin, V'Hachi Amrilei, this is what they're really saying to him. Hol V'Ein Kaparas and Shava, V'Les Lach Lev Beis Din Masna. What they're telling Rabbi Shimon is, you run into trouble because you hold two things. You hold that the various Seirim accomplish different things, and you don't hold of Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen. And therefore, Shemav B'Zeh Yaakov L'Kapara Acheres Heichin Kraven. So for you to say that one Seir could be, a Seir that was originally designated for one purpose could be used for another purpose is problematic. For me, I hold you right. Even if you're right that they all achieve different kaparos, but as long as you have Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen, you're good. You could take a seer that was designated for one and use it for something else, because Beis Din initially at the original Kedusha made it Tanai that it should be able to be designated and used and changed for other things. So what they're really saying to Rabbi Shimon is that you have to hold Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen. So that's the Rabbanan that hold Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen. So says the Gemara, Mimai de Rabbi Yehuda hi v'achi kamarlei. How do you know that, in fact, they're sticking with Rabbi Yehuda's general shita, that ain't kaparas on Shavuot, that they each achieve their own kapara, and that's what the Amrulo is assuming, and they're only challenging Rabbi Shimon on point number two, meaning for Rabbi Shimon's shita to work according to the Amrulo, you need to hold two things like we just said. Number one, that they each achieve different kaparos, and number two, that you don't say Lev Beis and Maslan. How do you know that they're challenging Rabbi Shimon on point number two, and the Amrulo is saying, no, we hold yes, Lev Beis and Maslan? Maybe they're challenging him on point number one. So the Gemara is going to say that. It's just going to take like 7-8 lines to the Gemara to say that. How do you know the Amrulo are holding like Rabbi Yehuda? And this is what they're saying to Rabbi Shimon. It's all good according to me that says Lev Bezin Masna Alein. So that's why Yikravu. That's why they could be brought for other purposes. But you, Rabbi Shimon, who don't hold Lev Bezin Masna Alein, so why could they be Nikrav? How do you know that's the conversation? That's what they're challenging Rabbi Shimon on. Dilma Rabbi Meir he. Maybe this Amrulo really holds like Rabbi Meir, that all the different Seirim accomplish the same thing, really, that they're all Mechaper for all the Tumas Mikdash Kudash of issues. And this is what they're really saying. Bishlam Lididi, Da'amina Kala Seirim Kaparas and Shaveh. According to me, it works out really well because I hold all the Seirim achieve the same Kapara. Mishum Hachi Yikravu. That's why. Since they all achieve the same kapara, you don't need Lev Beis and Masna Alein. They were all designated originally to achieve the same thing. So if you have an extra seer from Rosh Chodesh, you can use it for Regalim or vice versa, or Shal Yom HaKippurim. But according to you, that they each achieve a different kapara and they each have a different goal, so then why are you allowed to be makrav them? So they're challenging Rabbi Shimon on point number one, in the sense that they disagree with point number one. They might agree with point number two about Lev Beis and Masna in general, but they disagree on point number one. So that's why that Amrulo cannot be the Rabbanan, or we cannot conclusively prove at least that Amrulo is the Rabbanan who hold that Lev Beis and Masna Alein applies even to a regular karba, leftover karban tamid. So says the Gemara, so how do we in fact know that there is even such a shita of the Rabbanan that holds that Lev Beis and Masna Alein applies to a karban tamid? Says the Gemara, how do we know it? Ella Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Gamir La, the Divrei Rabbi Shimon Niftin, the Divrei Chum Niftin. Rabbi Yochanan had some sort of tradition to this effect, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot be poda the leftover carbon tamids from last year, and according to the Rabban, you can be poda. It was Gemara Gemirila. Gemara Gemirila just means that we have an old tradition. We don't know exactly how far it goes back, but it goes back pretty far, and therefore we just know that it's true. But we don't have an exact source for it. It's very similar to what we have the phrase all over Shas of Hilchasa Gemirila. Right? Hilchasa Gemirila is that you have a tradition about a specific halacha as opposed to a tradition about what somebody said, but Hilchasa Gemirila very often means halacha Moshe Misinai. The Netziv points out in the Sakdam Atamik Sheila, it doesn't always mean halacha Moshe Misinai. It just means we have this long standing tradition that such a halacha exists. So we don't know where it's sourced. So if we don't know where it's sourced, very often it's because it's Allah Moshe Misinai. So that's why that's the concept of Hilchasa Gemirila. So Gemara Gemirila is also the same idea. We don't know if there is such a Rabbanan in the Mishnah or a Brisa anywhere, but we know that we have such a tradition that there exists such a shita of the Rabbanan that Lev Beis and Masna Alein, and therefore the Karban Tamid from last year that's still a Tamim, can be Niftes against Rabbi Shimon. So now that we know that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the statement that started off yesterday's daf and that we've been discussing since then, so we have to come up with what Rabbi Shimon would hold as the alternative approach. Every year they would have four leftover animals in the Lishchas HaTla'im that were originally designated as a Karban Tamid. So according to the Rabbanan, we're very good. We know exactly what they would do. They would be poded, they'd buy it back, they'd use it the following year. Ula Rabbi Shimon, the less they Lev Beis and Masna Alein, Mayavdin Lahu. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't hold of Lev Beis and Masna Alein, so what did they do with those animals? What would they do with them? So Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Makitzim Ben HaMizbeach. So as we referred to before, they would use it as the Kitz LaMizbeach. They would use it as the dessert for the Mizbeach, that when the Mizbeach was empty, and you needed a couple of extra kabanos on that last day of the year, I guess, when they had these four left over, they would still be makrovit as the Kitz HaMizbeach. And that was their usage. If you look at Tosos, Makitzim Ben HaMizbeach, Frank Tosos Tema, Debeperek HaToda, Mashma, Da'azi l'ri'ya in Parakat Todah, in Mesachas Menachos, it's mashma, that they went and they grazed. And it wasn't just used as a karban. They would go and let them graze until they developed the mum. Because it says over there, Da'amar Omiyasei L'Rabbi Shimon, Leiv Bezen Masalein. Does Rabbi Shimon hold Leiv Bezen Masnev? Amar Avidi Baravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidin Shalos, Kul Tzibur, Liver Rabbi Shimon, A Niftin Tamimin. Rabbi Shimon holds that you can't be poded. Umeshani, and the Gemara says, Shaini Haslam, Zislam Takana Beri'ya. That Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to the animals of the carbon tamid that are left over from last year, you're not poed to them. Rather, what do? You let them graze. So it sounds like that's Rabbi Shimon's solution against our Gemara. Says Tosfos Yeshlomer da hasa mishum chataos mishani hachi de ikir milsed Rabbi Yochanan mishum de daik masnisin de lesser Rabbi Shimon leibes masna. Over there, the Gemara is not only contrasting with carbon tamid, but with tamidin and with chataos. So the carbon chatos enochinami cannot be brought as kitzlam as beach. So we just say a broad terminology of they're efshar beriya because beraya because that's something that could have theoretically been done with any animal. But when it comes to Kitzam Mizbech, that cannot theoretically be done with a carbon chatas. Afgav dam Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Gamrila, Haimnu de Rabbanan Niftin Tmimim. Even though we say that Rabbi Yochanan has such a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan has such a tradition that Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Niftin and Lecham hold Niftin, the real tradition is just that the Rabbanan hold Niftin Tmimim. Aval Diver Rabbi Shimon Masnisin Dayak. What Rabbi Shimon holds, he's really only medayik from Mishnayis. That doesn't come with the tradition. The tradition is really only on the Rabbanan side of things. And he says, and it's medayik in the words that way. Midinakat lidi Rabbi Shimon, velo kama Rabbi Shimon Omer. It says lidi Rabbi Shimon rather than Rabbi Shimon Omer. Sounds like we don't have a strong tradition of what Rabbi Shimon said. Rather, we're just trying to figure out what Rabbi Shimon said based on what we have in the Mishnayis. And once we say lidivrei Rabbi Shimon, we say lidivrei Chachamim as well. But the point is that Rabbi Shimon is not part of Rabbi Yochanan's tradition. The Rabbanan were part of Rabbi Yochanan's tradition. Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horvitz in his Hagos in the back of the Gemara is mitarets that the sugyas aren't close to each other at all for a different reason. He says when the Mosra Tmidim that are left over don't have any psul in them, then you're makvim l'kitzam mizbeach. But in the Gemara Menachos, they were talking about Moser Tmidim that had some sort of pagam or some sort of psul. So if they have some sort of pagam, some sort of psul, you can't use them as the kitzlam mizbeach. So then it's left over to graze in the field and develop a mum. So that's the reason why the two sugyas suggest something different for Rabbi Shimon. But there is no long-standing tradition of what Rabbi Shimon's singular shita really is. Okay, so says the Gemara. So that was Rabbi Shimon's idea that you use the leftover carbon tamid as the kitzam mizbeach. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak umodir Rabbi Shimon b'si'irei chatos she'ein makitzim begufa nela b'demehen. That if you have si'irei chatos hatzibur, right? You have si'irim of chatos which were used which were purchased from the Trumas Halishcha, from the communal funds of this year's communal funds, so it has to be used this year, like the Seer of Rosh Chodesh. Rashi gives an example: Seer of Rosh Chodesh Adar, you buy with the communal funds and then you lose it, and it's found in Nisan, so now you can't be makrovit anymore. So what are you supposed to do? Should you do it for the Ketzam Mizbeach, right? Because the Ketzam Mizbeach could go for even, I guess, for the following year. So can you use it for the Ketzam Mizbeach? So he says no, not the animal itself. You can sell it and use the money for the Ketzam Mizbeach, but by the Karban Chatos, you can't use the animal itself. Why? When it comes to last year's carbon, leftover carbon tamid, so what is a carbon tamid? It's a carbon ola. So if you, and what's the ketzam mizbeach? Also carbon ola. So if it was originally designated as a carbon ola, so you can use it, the ketzam mizbeach, as a carbon ola. Aval hasam d'mei kara, chatas v'hashta ola, gzeira la'achar kapara atu lefnei kapara. But over there, we're dealing with something that was originally a carbon chatas. Now you want to use it as a carbon ola, we're afraid you're going to come to do that even before you've achieved the kapara that the chatas originally was supposed to achieve. And that would be very problematic. So even though you've already replaced this let's say it was the seer of Rosh Chodesh Adar, so you lost it, you brought a different one. So it's already achieved the kapara that you've already achieved the kapara that you needed, and therefore it wouldn't be such a problem to use it l'keitz hamizbeach. It's a gzera, we don't want you to do it, lest you come to use it even as a korban olah, even before you achieve the kapara. Period. Amar Abaye. Afana nami tanina. So Abaye says I could prove that this is true, that the halacha is that when it comes to a chatas that's left over, that you're not allowed to use the animal itself, that it needs to be sold. We're going to have three proofs to this idea on this Amr Abaye. Afana nami tanina. Abaye says I could prove it because it says par v'sar shel yom kippur m'sha'avdu v'rifesh acherim tachteim. If you have the par v'sar shel yom kippur that gets lost and you are mafresh others in their place, v'chein si'irei avodazara sha'avdu v'rifesh acherim tachteim. Or also if you have si'irei avodazara that get lost and you mafresh others in their place, kulan yamusu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they all die. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, yiru achi istavu v'yimachru v'yiplu demein l'nadavar she'en chatas tzibur mesa. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say, no, you can't just take a chatas tzibur and let it die. You have to let it go graze, develop a mum, sell it, use the money as a nadava, to bring all its nadava. V'amai nikru inugu fayuola. Why did Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say, let it develop a mum and sell it? Just use it. Take the animal itself and bring it as an olas nedava. So there you see that when you have a chatos that's no longer needed, you're not allowed to use it itself as a korban olah. You have to let it develop a mum and sell it. Why can't you use it itself as a korban olah? We're afraid that you might come to do that even before you've achieved the kapara that you needed from it. So that's a raya to that idea. Second raya, Amar Rava Afana Namitanina. I also have a raya. Pasuk says, Vasheni Yira, not Pasuk, the Brisa says, Vasheni, or maybe it's a Mishnah, I don't even know, Vasheni Yira, Ad She Yistaev, V'yimakar V'yiblu Damav L'Nadava. What are we talking about? So this Rashi fills in the blanks over here. That in Mesechus Yuma, Dav Samach Beis, if you look at Rashi, Vasheni Yira, the Mesechus Yuma, Gabe Shnei Si'ira Yom HaKippurim, Shemesa Mishtaleach. Right, we know that on Yom Kippur, they would do a big Goral, they would take two identical Si'irim, and they would do Goral, one Lashem, one Lazazel. So you have the two Siri Yom HaKippurim, they're all set up, you have one Lashem, one Lazazel, and then the one that's supposed to go Lazazel dies. Now what do? Now you have one that's Siri Lashem. You can't just replace the Siri Lazazel with one other one, because it has to be an identical animal, it's supposed to be a pair that comes together. So this it's not the same pair anymore. So what do they do? V'chutzku lavi shnei Si'irim acherim. They need to bring another two Si'irim, Ula Hagril Aleihem, and to do the Goral with those two Seirim. V'yishtalach Echad, and one of them is going to turn out to be the Seir Lazazel, and is going to be sent away, but now you're going to have two Seirim Lashem. V'nimtzu Shnayim Lashem. Echad Mizug Rishon, Ve'echad Mizug Sheni. You're going to have two Seirim Lashem left, one from the first pair, one from the second pair. Echad Yikrov L'Seir Anasa B'fnim, V'asheni Yira V'yiplu Damav L'Nadav Hashein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. So one of them you're going to go and you're going to use it as a Seir Lashem, the other one you're going to let it graze, develop a mum, and let the and sell it and use the money for Olas Nadava. So now, says the Gemara, says Rava, in our Gemara, this idea of allowing the second one to graze, develop a mum, selling, using the money as Olas Nadava, V'amai Yikrov Yugufei Olah, why don't you just take the animal itself and use it as an olas nedava, elav shamina gzirach or kapara atul fnei kapara. So you see again that when something is supposed to be a chatas, you can't just change it for an olah, even though it's already been replaced and you've already achieved what that chatas was supposed to achieve. Still, gzirach achar kapara atul fnei kapara. Third raya to this idea that a carbon chatas is not allowed to be used itself as a carbon olah when it's no longer needed as a chatas, but rather has to be developed, has to have a mum and then be sold. Amar Ravina afananami tanina. Asham Shemesu Balav, Oshin Eschapru Balav. You have a carbon Asham whose owner died or his owner achieved kapara already. Yira Adshi Yistaiv, let it graze until it develops a mum. V'yimachar v'yipul damav l'nadava. And sell it and allow the money to go to an olas nadava. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yamos. Rabbi Lezer says, no, just let it die. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Yavi b'damav ola. Use the money that you get for it and bring a carbon ola. So, Frek the Gemara, V'likrav Hagufa Ola, why don't you just bring the the animal itself as a carbon Allah. Elav gzeira lach kapara l'tufnei kapara shemamina. There's our third raya, that it's gzeira lach kapara atu l'tufnei kapara. Now, if you look carefully at this Mishnah that we just quoted, so it starts out, there are three shitos, apparently, in the Mishnah. First one is that what do you do with this carbon asham? Let it develop a mum, sell it, and use that money as a nedava. Rabbi Lazar's shita is the second shita, let it die. Then Rabbi Shua says, no, sell it and use its money as an olas nedava. It sounds the same as the first one. Number one and three seem to be exactly the same. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi points out that the Gemara actually deals with it elsewhere. Rashi says, Rabbi Shua mar yavi bidam of ola, Bala Asham Yavi B'dam V'alava Hasam V'Faresh V'alo Af Nedava Olahi Mabein Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Divrei Chachamim. What is Rabbi Yeshua saying any different than the Chachamim said? Ela B'zman Shiba Nidvas Yachid Somech Alev V'Shochta U'Nesachea Kraven Mishalo U'B'zman Shiba Nidvas Tzibur Einu Somech Alev Nesach Kraven Mishal Tzibur. They're arguing about whether it's used as a Nidvas Yachid or a Nidvas Tzibur. And Nafkamina is going to be who pays for the nesachim that go along with the karban, and is smicha done on the karban? Right? Is there a bailim who does smicha on the karban? So that's going to be the whole machlokas. Whether this, yes, it's definitely going to be used the karban ola. Issue is olas yachid or olas tzibur. Fine. Period. Tanya nami hachi. We have a brisa that also supports this. Supports what? So Rashi has to fill this in over here. Not going on the last 15 lines. This is going to what we said before that. The Rabbi Shimon holds, again, every year, at the end of the year, you have four leftover carbon tamids. What do you do with them? The Rabbanon held, you use them. The Rabbanon held, you could be poed to them as tamimim. The Rabbi Shimon held, you use them as kitz mizbeach. You use them as dessert for the mizbeach. So now this brisa is supposed to support that idea, that you use the leftover animals as the kitz mizbeach. So mayin mavin min amosaros, what would they do with the extras? Kayitz b'vno shuach l'mizbeach. They would be dessert like white figs for the mizbeach. Meaning just like we enjoy the delicacy of having white figs as dessert, the mizbeach enjoys, well, first the Gemara actually thinks at this point that just like the mizbeach enjoys white figs once in a while, the mizbeach also enjoys these leftover animals once in a while. So says the Gemara, Vaksiv, Ki kol sar v'chol devash lo saktiv menu ishal Hashem, is the end of the pasuk. Right, it says that kol sar and kol devash, which includes all types of peros ilan, are not allowed to be brought as, not allowed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So what kind of comment is that? The mizbeach enjoys white figs once in a while. The mizbeach does not enjoy figs ever. You're not allowed to burn fruits on the Mizbeach. So what are you talking about, that the Mizbeach enjoys white figs? So says Gemar, no, we're using it as a melitza. Tani Rabbi Chanina kibno shuach l'adam. The same way people enjoy white figs, the Mizbeach enjoys leftover animals from the previous year, and that's what you do with the leftover korbanos tamid. That's all it's saying. Not that the Mizbeach itself has fruits brought on the Mizbeach. Now, the clear implication of this line of the Gemara is that white figs are a wonderful delicacy that people enjoy having. Tosos is bothered by that, not just Stam because he's tasted them. Tosos says we have rayas from Gemaras otherwise. Tosos says, mashma shehin tovos. Sounds over here that these are good things. These are good fruits. Ubekradamik siv, ki tova eitz lemachel, v'hainu b'noshuach. It says tova eitz lemachel, and that's a reference to these b'noshuach. But if you look a couple of akash l'rabbeinu tam, the parakama davo d'zara mashma, d'lo chazulachi l'kol kach, d'ketani gabi shviyas osif alein, alach susin, v'itztruvlin, muchsusin, u'b'noshuach. It sounds from the Maseches Avodah Zarah that they weren't so delicious because it says, it gives a list of additional fruits that we were gozer, Kedusha Shvius on, but originally didn't really have Kedusha Shvius because they're not really food. But they were gozer because they could sometimes be used as food, Kedusha Shvius on them. So, and included on that list were B'no Shuach, Avlamikar Lo, Lo Havbu Shvius, Mashma Degree. But originally they didn't have Kedusha Shvius. So it sounds like they were inferior. That's why they didn't have Kedusha Shvius. So how can you say that they're superior? So the Ramban is mitarets, before we get Tosa's answer, that all different types of Noshuach and Nosh Sheva, which are also a similar min, are all Geruah and are not Royal Achilas Adam. But that's exactly the mashal the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara is trying to say, what do I do with these animals that are left over when the Mizbeach has nothing else to eat? and Nebuch the Mizbeach is starving, so then you bring these animals on the Mizbeach, much like we treat white figs. When you have what to eat and you have normal breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so then you eat your breakfast, lunch, and dinner and normal foods. You eat whatever you can. When you have nothing else to eat, though, then you might have these b'noshuach. That's exactly the mashal the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara is not trying to say that it's some delicious dessert. Kitz ha-mizbeach doesn't mean a dessert in a positive way. It means a food that when it has nothing else going on the mizbeach. However, Tosfos answers differently. V'tiris Rabbeinu Tam says Tosfos, delav mishum degree. The reason that they weren't originally included in the laws of Shemitah is not because they were inferior. It's because of the specific way in which they grow. Because it says in Misach Shviyas, "Penoshuach Shviyas shalain Shnia Shaosin leGimel Shanim Ukshapri." Right, their Shemitah year is really the only the second year of their growth, because it takes 3 years for them to grow. Ukshapri Nechnat B'Shviyas Enu Nigmar Ad Shana Shnia Shal Shmita. If the Nita happens during the Shemitah year, then the fruit's not going to be finished until the second year of Shemitah. So what we're saying is, we originally thought you go basal lakita, and since the lakita is in the second year, so those fruits should not have kedusha shviyas. And we say no, you go basal chanata. So even though you're not going to actually pick the fruit, and by the time you pick it, it will be delicious, but you're not going to pick the fruit till the second year of the Shemitah cycle, still it has kedusha shviyas. That's the whole chiddush. Va'ot tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, another teretz, the garis perakamad avodazara, that in avodazara he's not gores, that b'nos shuach are an independent min that was added to the list of things that have kedusha shviyas. No, it says over there muchsusin b'nos shuach belovav, not muchsusin and b'nos shuach. B'nos shuach is a way of describing the muchsusin, whatever those are. Upriyachasu, it's one fruit. V'ugarua, ve'inos ha-shashmo b'nos shuach greda. It's not the one, if it has a shem levai, it's different than if it doesn't have a shem levai. If it has a name that describes it, it's different than just stam b'nos shuach. B'nos shuach are one, and muchsusin b'nos shuach are something else. So plain b'nos shuach are delicious, muchsusin b'nos shuach are not delicious. However, Tosfos points out a little bit later, a few lines further, that the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Mem implies that b'nos shuach are in fact garua, because it says that amaratzim are not nechshed on them to not be mafresh the trumas and maestros from b'nos shuach. Why are they not nechshed on them? Because they don't really want them anyway. They're not even so good. So the amaratzim are going to be willing to be mafresh trumas and maestros from them. They're not going to feel like they're losing so much by giving the levy 10%. Right. Well, Amaratzim are always mafresh truma gedola, but the levy 10%, the Maaser Rishon, they're not going to feel so bad about it. So Frektosus, you see that even the stam b'nos shuach, not just muksusim b'nos shuach, stam b'nos shuach, even that is considered something that's garua. So he says, no, it's not because they were bad that Amaratzim weren't makbir on them. They're very delicious. It's they were common. They grow all over the place. They grow in forests all over the place. So since they're so easy to come by, the Amaratzim aren't going to be so stingy with them. That's all the Gemara means to say. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayter. Darush of Nachman Rav Chisda. Ein mekitzin ba'ola sa'of. You can't use the for the kitz ha-mizbeach when you buy, when the animal develops, when you whatever it is, when you take an animal and use it for the kitz ha-mizbeach, you buy karbanos ola for the kitz ha-mizbeach, you're not allowed to buy an oaf to use for the kitz ha-mizbeach. It's dafka gotta be behema. Ein mekitzin ba'olos ha-oaf. Amar Rava ha-burcha. Rava said that's ridiculous, that's crazy, that's not true. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rava, my burchasas. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, what's so crazy? Not so bad. You don't have to get so angry. We said over this teaching in the name of Rav Simon Arda, Dam Rav Simon Arda, Mosaros Lenidvas Tzibor Azli, Ve'in Olas Of Betzibor. Why? Because the leftovers go for Nidvas Tzibor, and there is no Olas Of Betzibor. There's no Olas Of Yachid, but there is no Olas Of Betzibor. And therefore, whatever is being used for the Ketzam Mizbeach is not going to be used for it's not going to come from an oaf. It's going to have to be a behema. So it's not so crazy. Now, Frektosos and Dibur Maskel Haburcha, Tema, Hechi Salka Daitach to Mekitzin Ba'of. What's even the Havamina? They could use an oaf for the Kitzim Mizbeach. How do you even have such a Havamina? Ha'amar Zem Medrash Dorshi O Yada HaKoin, Shemoser Chatos U Moser Asham, Yehel the Nidvas Ola, Mishum Dechsiv Lashem LaKoin, Ezu Dover Shul Hashem U LaKoin, Haviomer Ze Ola, Shebasar Ola Kula Lashem, Vagiza Va'or LaKoin. that with the whole drasha about how we choose Kitzah Mizbeach are things that go both to Hashem and to a Kohen. What's the only thing that goes to Hashem and the Kohen? It's a type of animal where all of the basar is burnt on the Mizbeach as an Ola, and yet the Giza and the Or goes to a Kohen. By an Oaf, you don't have a Giza and an Or. Uba Oaf, and the Kohen Chilek Bo. So Oaf is automatically disqualified. It doesn't fit the details of what's needed. Maybe the Havamina is that there's a chilek between leftover money from which you're going to buy animals that are going to be used as a carbonola. That's where you need the coin to be able to get the giza or the ar, as opposed to where you actually have leftover animals themselves, where it's not leftover money, it's leftover animals themselves. Maybe there's no necessity that it be that anything go to the coin, and that's why an oaf could be good enough. Okay, va'af Shmuel savor lahad Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. Which thing that Rabbi Yochanan says? So Rashi says this goes back to what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the Vlev Bez and Masna, and therefore he holds Makitz Ben HaSemizbeach B'Gufan, that you take the original animals that were left over from last year's Karban Tamid and use that as a Kitz HaMizbeach. That's the Af Shmuel Savlak Rabbi Yochanan. Happens to be Tosfos disagrees. If we have time, maybe we'll get back to it, but let's just get down to the end of the Amud. Shmuel also holds of Rabbi Yochanan's idea that Rabbi Shimon holds that the leftover animals are used themselves without being pulled to them or anything. They use themselves as a Kitz HaMizbeach. Dam Rav Yudom or Shmuel, Karbonos Tzibur, Sakin Moshachtel Namashahein. The Karbonos Tzibur, the knife, draws them in to what they're ultimately going to be. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Sakin Moshachtel Namashahein, Sakin HaShochtan, the knife that you shecht them with, Stam Moshachtel the Karbon Shehufrash Mitchil Lekach, is meant to designate them for the carbon that they were originally designated for. Vafilu Einze Oso Karbon Atzmo, even if it's not exactly the same carbon, as long as it's within the same category. Ukagon Olas Tamid Olo Lekaitz, if you have an Olas Tamid, you could end up using it for the Kitz HaMizbeach rather than for the Karban Tamid. If you're unable to use it as a Tamid, but it's still got to be an Ola. So the Sakin will determine what kind. Originally, when you designate it, you're just designating in generalities. What specific carbon it's going to be used for? That's the Sakin, is Moshach on the Mashahein. Especially the Maritz Chayis over here says, points to Tosu Menachos, where Higir Rabbeinu Kolonimus, Lefnei Moso. Quotes that Rabbeinu Kolonimus was Magia the Gemara before he died, as if he was saying a Nevuah, because it was right as he was dying, so it's as if he was Shayukasu Bekola Svarim Sakin Moshachtel Lamashahu. In all the Svarim it said Sakin Moshachtel Lamashahu. And everyone's trying to figure out Mashahu of what? A tiny amount of this? That no one knew. And V'lo Yadu Akavana. So Rabbi Kolonimus, as he was dying, said, no, Tzarech Lomer Sakin Moshachtel Lamashahain. It's two words, Lama Shehein. It's not Mashahu, it's the Sagan of Determines. So that contribution of understanding this line of Gemara goes to Rabbi Kolonimus. Okay, says Gemara Vayetzer, Tani Namihachi, Umoda Rabbi Shimon B'Si'ir, Shem Lokar B'Regel Yikv Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that if you have a Si'irei Regalim, and you didn't bring up a Regal, so you can be Makrovit on Rosh Chodesh. V'im Lokar B'Rosh Chodesh, Yikrov B'Yom HaKippurim. If you weren't Makrovit on Rosh Chodesh, so be Makrovit on Yom Kippur. V'im Lokar B'Yom HaKippurim, Yikrov B'Regel. If it wasn't Karav on Yom Kippur, so be Makrovit on the next regal, v'makrav on regal, v'makrav beregal zeh, yikrav beregal acher. And if it wasn't yikrav on this regal, be makrav on the following regal. Shemitchilas lo ba'al l'chapar l'mizbeach hachitzon. As long as it's used as a kapar on the mizbeach hachitzon, it doesn't matter which way you use it, which carbon you use it for. As long as you're using it as for its original basic intent. As a kapara on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Question is, why did it stop there? Why didn't it just say, and if it's not on that regal, the following regal? Not, right? So that's the Tosa says that we're being very meduyak, that he says that we don't want to go past Nisan. That we're dafka saying, right, this Tosla Shitasa and how he understands that the Vi'af Shmuel Savrla, but just to make this one hour without getting into the whole Tosfos, he says that originally, in Lokar B'Yom HaKippurim, Yikar B'Regel means on Sukkis. Lo Kav Bregel Zev. Sukkos means Yikav Bregel Acher, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is a regal b'fnei atzmo. But more than that, to then move off to Pesach, to the following Pesach, you can't be makriv the actual animal because it's from the Truma Yishana, and you can't use the actual animal because it wasn't meant to be used for that purpose. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. New issue. The Mishnah had said that the Seir Nasa Bifnim on Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. Well, we already said one thing that it was Mechaper for, namely that it carries you over for things that were Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila Ve'in B'Yediyah Basof, until you finally get the Yediyah Basof, then you could bring your carbon of Yorid. But in the interim, so in order to protect you from Yisurin, the Seir Nasa Bifnim and Yom HaKippurim serves that function. So says the Mishnah also said the second function of the Seir Nasa Bifnim and Yom HaKippurim is its mechaper for bimezid tumas mikdash ukdashav, where you don't have karban, your own personal karban chatas to be mechaper for because it was done bimezid. So it says Mar Minani Mili, how do I know it's mechaper for an aver bimezid for tumas mikdash ukdashav bimezid? The Tan Rabbanan the chiper al hakodesh mitumas bnei Israel pshaim elu amaradim. Whenever you say a pesha, pesha means a rebellious sin. V'cheinu amar melech mov pasha bi v'omer oz tivsha levna be'esahi. Right. The point is that pesha always means something on purpose. Chatos elu ashkagos. Chatos always means something that was done b'shogeg. V'cheinu amar nefesh kisechta b'shkaga. So since it says v'chiper al kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael, and what does the pasuk say? V'chiper al kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael umi pishehem l'kol chatosam. It says that it's mechaper. That's the continuation of the pasuk. The key line is the part that we don't quote over here, as it often is. Umi pishehem is from the pesha that it's going to be mechaperon. What do you mean mechaperon a pesha? Pesha is not b'shogeg. Yeah, but that's exactly the point. That this is a unique carbon that's even mechaperon something that's bemazed. Al sharavir shabitor akal svachmur says donos vashkagos. Then the Mishnah went on to say that the seir lazazel is mechaper for all the other stuff. Zdonos shkagos chamuros kalos asay los asay, all those things. So the Gemara just points out that entire list has so many redundancies it's even difficult to count them, because hainu kalos hainu asay. The definition of kalos is asay velos asay, just regular mitzvah asay and los asay are kalos. Chamuros, hainu krisus mises bezdin. The definition of chamuros are krisus mises bezdin. Hoda, hainu mezid. The definition of hoda, something you knew about when you were doing it, is mezid. Lo hoda, hainu shogeg. Lo hoda, definitionally, is shogeg. So why do we have to list them all as if they're separate categories? Amar Avida Hachikamar. This is what it really means to say. Al shara veru shabitorah ben kalos ben chamuros, ben shasan b'shogeg, ben shasan b'mezid. Now, osan shasan b'shogeg, ben nodalos fekan, ben lo nodalos fekan. Now, the rest, anything else on the list, is just explanation. Ve'elu hein kalos, what are kalos? Asay velos asay. Ve'elu hein chamuros, krisus and mises beizdin. And what exactly are the chamuros? They are krisus and mises beizdin. The next thing the Gemara gets to is what are we talking about over here? Did you do tshuva or did you not do tshuva? How could it be mechaper for mitzvah asay if you did tshuva? Then so that's Be'ez Hashem. We'll get into tomorrow in terms of the status of tshuva and the status of Yom HaKippurim being mechaper.